And this is KUS 89.1 FM, College Station. The program you enjoy on KUS is brought to you in part by The Eagle. For local and international news, visit The Eagle website at www.theeagle.com or call them at 776-2345 for more information. Now, we got a live guest here. Why don't you say something, Joey?
Hello, world out there. This is Joey McGee.
And Joey is coming up on 8 o'clock tonight, 8:30, Village Cafe tonight, and 6 p.m. at Lemon Wedge tomorrow. And then on Saturday at noon, he's going to be at the Village Cafe again. Talk to us about what's going to happen tonight.
Sure. I just started hosting the singer-songwriter night at the Village Cafe. So we're going to have just an awesome lineup tonight, starting with Julie Ware, who's from The Edge. She lives on the edge of Texas. And so we got Susan Herndon, who's from Tulsa, coming in, and she's the spotlight for tonight. Another guy, Trey Lyon, Carrie Deans, and Garrett Snowden. And these are all awesome, just folks who are living in the Bryan College Station area. And I might sing a song or two.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Why don't you talk about yourself? You said that we were talking just before. You said you was born in New Orleans and then moved to San Antonio. What did you do in San Antonio musically?
San Antonio, really, that's where I started to grow in music. You know, I got hooked up with a youth group, SWIL youth group, and just started playing rock guitar and bass for the youth worship team.
Okay, and did you play guitar then? As you said something about bass.
Yeah, I played mainly guitar, and then started to, we needed a bass player, so I wanted to buy a bass, and that, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. So,
and then you moved to Pittsburgh. What happened in Pittsburgh as far as music for you?
Pittsburgh was cool, mainly in the fact that I just really connected with some other great musicians. So, I was playing in the church, just with great musicians, guys who played jazz and rock, guys who were just phenomenal. Guitarists who went on tour with Billy Joel, mm-hmm. you know, and just quality guys. So they're really just hanging around those guys and kind of learning a little bit from them just really helped me to grow. And really to grow in songwriting too. Started to expand in that area. So,
were you able to see some people don't know how to do the notes and write the music completely and along with the lyrics? Are you able to do it in that way?
I'm in that party, so I can't. I just started after over 20 years of music. Just started learning how to read music. So, got a couple of videos and I'm learning how to read music. But for the most part, it's something that I do internally. I just kind of, I know what the chords are, but I couldn't, you know, point out a note to you. So,
well, Billy Joel was talking about one time he had the music came to him while he was taking a shower. And then he ran out and just, he just started picking it and recording it.
Yeah.
Do you do the lyrics first or do the music first?
Sometimes it's a combination. So primarily I'm a writer, and you know, even without the music, and this goes back even before high school, I was writing all the time, writing stories, writing in journals, writing poetry. And a lot of what a lot of my music comes from my writing. At this point, I mean, when I picked up guitar, kind of gave an outlet to the writing. And so, I've also just have a knack for melodies. You know, I remember as a kid, just melodies come into my mind, you know. And so when I learned how to play guitar, I was able to figure out the chords, you know, that went along with the melody that I hear in my head. And so that's really how my songwriting comes about. So,
okay, does the audience help? I mean, there's a big difference between club audiences and church audiences.
Yeah. Huge difference.
Well, you were saying that when we were talking before that in Pittsburgh was the first time you'd gone out to clubs to play. Is that right?
Yeah. Started again. It was probably towards the latter end of my stay in Pittsburgh. You know, around, so I moved here in 2007, but towards the latter few years, started playing out.
What caused you to move to Bryan?
I have a good bud here. I grew up in the South, so grew up in New Orleans, and moved to San Antonio. I just really liked the South, and you know, was in Pittsburgh for just a good time, and it was awesome. I loved that city. But I was just ready to come back to the South, you know, and really had, you know, my family, my parents have passed on, and just had a good friend that lives here, Dr. Adam Sines, mm-hmm. who went to school here, and my wife and I came down for a visit and visited he and his wife, and he said, man, you guys ought to move down here, you know, took me on a tour of little big town of Bryan, and I was hooked.
So when you got to Bryan, did you immediately find some gigs, or did you, was that?
It was a bit of a process. I wasn't, I mean, I was still really learning, having played in the church for a pretty long time. I was still learning, just my groove outside of church. And, so it took me a while. I got connected really with Greta Watkins, mm-hmm. and Randy Watkins from the Frame Gallery, and Chrissy Petty from the Village, and really those guys said, "Hey, man, why don't you play here?" And so, and the rest is continual history.
So you said that you were hosting the Village, and what you, in other words, you're going to stand up in front of the audience and introduce each one of the acts.
Yeah, this is a new thing. I've played. So this is at Village Cafe Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Sometimes, like tonight, we'll start earlier, about 8:30, starting with Julie Ware. So about a year ago, I left my day job. I was working at a bank to do music full time. And so now my days are free, so I could stay up late. And Christy Petty, who's awesome, she said, "Hey, why don't you host singer-songwriter night, you know?" And I was like, yeah, I can do that now since I can stay up late and don't have to worry about going into the day job, you know. So that's a new thing, and I love it. You know, I've only done it just a few times, but it's really cool just to meet just all the talent that's coming through the Village, you know, and to connect with the singer-songwriters and to encourage younger singer-songwriters in their gifts and just to meet some really cool people. So I love it.
All right. Why don't you sing a song?
Okay. This is Bob Marley. And this is on my album that's soon to be released called Fades to Sun. So it's a Bob Marley cover called Redemption Song.
Dope pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I up from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. Yes, we fought in this generation triumphantly. So won't you help me sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear of atomic energy, 'cause none of it will stop the time. In time, Lord, will they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? The some say it's just a part of it. Yeah, we've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help me sing? These songs of freedom is all I ever have. Redemption song. Redemption song. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear of atomic energy, 'cause none of them will stop the time. And how long will they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. Yeah, we've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help me see? These songs are freedom, 'cause all I ever had. Redemption songs. Redemption songs. Redemption songs. Redemption songs. These songs of freedom.
And we're saying that's Joey McGee, and we're that's a really great song.
Thanks. That's cool. Wish I wrote it.
Tell us a little bit about your recordings. You said you had. Gotten with some of the locals and put something together.
Sure. I'm recording and have recorded in the past with great sound engineer and local bass player Steve Carr, and Michael Holloman, who's played with Granger Smith and a couple other local bands here. Great drummer. Carl Wren, who's a phenomenal keyboard player. Greg Tivis, actually had Greg do some horn work, so he's a great trumpet player as well as a jazz pianist. And a lot of the other stuff, so Randy Watkins, who's another, you know, great jazz drummer, had Randy do some percussive work. And my bud Adam, Dr. Adam Sines, so he did some percussive work with me. And we recorded, let's see, in a little smaller town than Bryan, Wheelock, Texas. There's a studio out there that's been out there for a while called Harry O's,
mm-hmm.
and just great studio. And again, Steve Carr, man, he's just an awesome sound engineer. So it was cool.
And we were talking about the cuts themselves. You mm-hmm. were saying you wrote all of them except for the Bob Marley one.
Yeah, all these songs are original, and you know, some are. Some are older. In fact, I was looking at the date on one. I think I wrote it in, it was like, 96 or something, you know, but I just never recorded it. Or maybe I had a recording of it, but I wanted to do a different version. And some of these were some songs we were talking about, before we got on air, you know, how I get songs. One song, I call it a digital download. Called Dream, and I don't know what I was doing, but just had this melody, you know, I was playing around on guitar, and in a minute, man, I just got the whole song, you know. It was pretty cool.
Well, I write a little bit, and sometimes the entire chapter comes together, and sometimes you fight it.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It feels like you're in mud.
Yes.
And what's it like for you when you're trying to get the song out and you know, you're going forward?
Sure. Well, speaking of mud, the first song on the track, All Right in Time, was a song that I call those stewing songs. You know, you gotta stew over them. And I've had the tune, the music for that song for about 6 years, but I couldn't get the lyrics, you know. And it was just in this, I actually talked with Steve. I said, okay, man, let's set a date. And I'd been toying around with some ideas, but it wasn't until I had to, I knew I needed the pressure, you know, to finish the song. And so after 6 years, that song is finally done.
That's fantastic. Why don't we play that right now?
Awesome.
So you're here, here in this place, caught in the confines of this prison. All around you the derision, hear the sound, that mocking laugh. Go on, give up all this trying, what's the use in all this striving? Try to climb that wall again, adversity is there to meet you. Circumstance will surely greet you, beat you down. No dream to dream of this overwhelming situation. As impossible as it seems, things will be alright in time. There's no need to blow your mind. Things will turn to be fine. Oh, cause hope hides itself in different places at times. At different times. And now you're here, day has come. Thank God the darkness has not faded, and your grace God dissipates and fades to sun. Light on your face, it's time to move. There's no more waiting as you find the path and see the way. Things will be alright in time. There's no need to blow your things will turn out to be fine. Whoa, cause hope hides itself in different places. Things will be alright in time. There's no need to blow your mind. Things will turn out to be fine. Whoa, cause hope hides itself in different places at times. Different times.
And again, this is KUS 89.1 FM, College Station. We're here with Joy McGee. And that song was?
All Right in Time. That was the song that I stewed and brewed over for about 6 years. Finally got it out.
Well, you were saying that you came to Bryan in 2007, is that right?
Yeah.
And then how did you get connected so that you could actually do some singing in clubs and so on?
Sure. Really got connected with Greta. Again, Greta Watkins, you know, and Randy, you know, for First Fridays, Randy usually has a jazz trio or a jazz group plan. And they found out I play guitar and invited me to play in between the sets, you know. And there have been several other little events where they just needed, you know, a guitarist, a singer-songwriter dude to play, like Empty Bowls and just other small events. So really it was through Greta and Randy at the Frame Gallery. And from there, you know, I met Christy Petty and folks at Veritas, Benjamin Knox, the Downtown Bryan Association, you know, the development group there. And, you know, it just kind of grows from your just meeting people. And a big part of it for me, also the Arts Council of Brazos Valley, you know, just meeting other artists. I love art, so I'm an art lover. I was actually an art student for 2 years until I discovered that's not my gifting. So
your eye-to-hand coordination is not that good. Then.
No, it's not. It's not great, but I really appreciate it.
Now, we were talking a minute ago about seeing the music.
Yes.
Do you see the colors, or do you just see it as music or some type of a visual effect or what?
Yeah, I can't. I don't... I try to describe it, but when I hear music, I can see it, and it's not so much color. You know, I can see it, and I can see like I'm it's a recording, but I'm there with the musicians. You know, I can see what they're playing, and I can almost pick it out. You know, pick it up and pick it out. So it's cool. I can listen to a song, you know, if it's a good song, and just listen to it over and over again, because I'm seeing different elements of it every time I listen to it. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What is what was it like, you know, making the album? I mean, you put together the songs, you go into the studio, and did you record it all at once with the musicians behind you, or did you record it a little bit at a time?
Sure. Yeah, the process, it was piecemealing, because I'm an independent artist, and this is independent means indie hole financially. So I had to self-finance this, and, you know, so we just piecemeal it. You recorded drums one session, record you know, bass and drums usually at the same time, and then go back and record guitars and vocals, and we just kind of layer it that way. So it was a process.
Well, you see, the thing is that in order to get the drums to come out right, do you have to have the vocals first, or do?
Yeah, we.
I mean, what I'm talking about is this: the drummer is there. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's all by himself sometimes. And they're kind of spacey in between. But the point of the story is that is he listening on the cans, all the you're singing, and then he does the drumming or something like that?
Usually for the recording process, I mean, I'm playing live. So I'm playing, so the drummer's really playing along with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. The recording process is really cool because it points out your flaws. And in the recording process, you end up adjusting things, and it actually... if you stick it out, you know, it helps you improve in your songwriting and in your execution of the song. But I'm actually playing live with the drummer. So he is playing to whatever I play. And, you know, we record that way. So it's as if we're a full band. We just don't have everybody else.
And then the different parts come in, and they record using you as a base as a
reference. Yeah. So we'll record what's called a scratch track, which is just a rough track of my vocal and guitar, and that's the reference track to just about everyone else. Once the drums and bass are laid down, that's usually the foundation of the song, and you know, my voice is the melody, you know, just kind of following along with that. So
okay, we've pretty much run out of time here.
Okay,
and I'm going to play one more track. Okay, we're going to do number 7, which is
okay. This is a song called Unjaded.
Got me a revelation, the time for hesitation's done. Packing my car with my 2 good guitars, yeah. Everybody's saying, boy, you're crazy. Me, I think I've been too lazy for too long. Don't think they understand, I really have no choice at all. And there is nothing left to do, so I'm chasing after you. Dream. Dream. Well, am I scared? Yes, I'm scared. This mad pursuit makes no sense at all. Before you run, you gotta walk. Before you walk, you gotta learn to fall. And there is nothing left to do, so I'm chasing after you. Dream.
And that was Joey McGee. Go on and finish up.
All right. Yeah. So that song was not Unjaded. That song was actually called Dream. And so that's one of the songs on my latest album, which is called Fades to Sun. You can find out more about it at Joey McGee Music on Facebook. And I'm online, joeymcgeemusic.com. Tonight, just a few more things. Tonight I'll be at Village Cafe for singer-songwriter night. Lemon Wedge on tomorrow night for First Friday, and then back at the Village for lunch, so you can get your folk rock groove and lunch munch on at the Village Cafe.
One other thing, will they be able to download the songs, or will they be able to buy the songs online?
In the future, I'm going to have a CD release probably on the 19th, April 19th, at the Village Cafe. And probably the best thing at this point would be to check out Joey McGee Music at, you know, on Facebook or online to find out more. So the music's not available online yet.
Okay. And again, this is KUS 89.1 FM College Station.